RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, now that the holiday season is in our rearview mirror, we're facing down the new year, and we need to shed those extra pounds. So what are you going to do? I'm in this with you. I'm going to do it too. So what are we going to do to get off 5 pounds, 10 pounds, or more if that's what you need to do? You start to look at the diet trends that are coming around for 2016. Let's start with some detox and cleanses and juice diets. You can always try those. You can try them for a day or a week or a day or a weekday, and you just know that it's not going to work for you because maybe it'll cleanse you out a little bit. Maybe it'll give you just a little bit of a boost. That's always not so bad. I mean, if you're going to cleanse, have a colonoscopy at the same time. That way you at least know if you have polyps or not. So I'm not a big fan of cleansing and juice diets. I think that eventually you just need to chew something and you just really need to eat. So I don't think that those are such a great way to do it, but you can start if you want to maybe kick yourself into some healthier habits. High protein, low carbs always have been in vogue. Just don't go crazy if you're gonna up your proteins a little bit. Try not to make it so that it's like an Atkins diet, because really, you know that doesn't work. And we know that people rave about really high protein diets until they develop a kidney stone or until something happens and they just go absolutely crazy because they need a piece of bread or some rice or some vegetables. So just remember that some of these high protein diets are just a little bit wacky. So, you know, just maybe if you wanted to shift a little bit, maybe add some legumes, maybe add some more higher protein wraps instead of just bread for your sandwich. Maybe load just a little bit more chicken into the stir fry that you're eating, but don't skip the vegetables. Don't skip the fruits. Make sure you get that. If you're looking at the paleo diet, you know, that's no dairy, no refined sugar, no processed food. It's meat and fish and vegetables and fruit. It's not actually a terrible diet. It isn't. The no processed food, the refined sugar, it's great to do. It's not easy. It's definitely not easy, but it also doesn't include legumes and dairy. And that's a restriction that doesn't make a lot of sense. So you want to make sure to get your dairy. We're going to keep going with this tomorrow. Listen for more as we discuss diet trends for 2016, because I'm going to do it with you. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.